Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, working on your financial freedom. Happy to be here this fine day after 4th of July, which, by the way, was my anniversary also. First year anniversary. Been with this young lady for 12 years, 12 wonderful years, and married to her one. And what happens? On her anniversary, she's out of town visiting her mother. The week before that, her daughter gets COVID. Boom. They're isolated. They can't come back. So I spent a wonderfully lonely 4th of July without my wife. And I figured we'll make up for that when she finally can come back. We're worried about the same thing everybody else is if somebody in our family has COVID, what do you do? And exactly what you do is you isolate yourself and you can take care and do that which everybody else is expected to do. However, you look at the situation and say, which person was it that caught it? Well, of course, it was our youngest daughter, who is a bartender. Now, just put that in your brain. Do you think that she was social distancing herself? I doubt it. And of course, there it is. So now you've got another victim, and then that victim has attached itself to everybody else. So the socialist in me, remember, I'm a financial conservative and a social liberal. The socialist in me says, oh my God, that's terrible. In fact, I got called up the other day, and I just want you to understand that I am not just a right-wing nut. I am not a left-wing nut. I am just a nut that falls wherever you throw the bucket, and the bucket drops me out wherever I end up that day. Because I think. And that's the point I'm going to make today. It's about thinking. That is something I don't think very many people do anymore. So, well, Dale, I get up every single day and I think. I don't think you do. I think most of you go through the motions every single day is what you do. And you do, and this is the theory of the day. You know, last week we did the theory of the head in the sand theory of investing. Today I'm going to work on this theory that I made up this weekend called the do what I told you to do theory of investing. In other words, don't think, do. Don't even look up the facts, the information. Don't even question it. Just do it. And you say, well, I'm not that kind of a person. I guarantee you, you are. If you have a 401k, which makes absolutely no sense at all, you're a just-do-it person. I can show you 50 different reasons why the 401k is wrong. It's nowhere near as effective as other options you have. Yet, somebody told you to do it. And you just did it. You didn't research it. You didn't check it out. You just did it. Now, 80,000 financial planners out there will tell you to do the same thing. 80,000 bosses out there will tell you to do the same thing. And I'm making up numbers. I mean, whatever. Hundreds of thousands of people that are just going to whisper in your ear, you need to be signed up to your 401k. Everybody needs to be signed up to their 401k, right? Now, this is just one instance of 1,000 bad financial decisions that you make. So what got me on this little rant today? A couple weeks back, I decided I wanted to look into the political realm as to who I was going to vote for, Democrat or Republican. And I'm a Libra. And if you don't know what a Libra is, it's the sign with the scales of justice, the scales of everything has to be fair and equal. And then we weigh it out and weigh out what is right and what is wrong. Justice is blind. It's not emotional. It's not political. Justice is not racial. Justice is blind. But when you weigh out the facts and come up with the actual intellectual answer to what is actually going on, justice picks the right answer every time. And so I'm quite blessed that most of the time I can't make a decision. You say, well, what do you mean? Why can't you make a decision? Because I won't listen to what you tell me. Or what that person tells me, or what that advertisement tells me, or that advertisement tells me, until I've done massive research. And once I've done massive research and found out what is actually true, then I'm very comfortable making decisions. Now, here's the interesting thing. Once you make that massive decision to go one way, left, right, straight, back, whatever, it becomes natural to want to stay the course. You want to stay the course because you've already made that decision. See, there's no need for me to go back out and research that decision again. And I disagree with that. I think that the situations change all the time. I know in our business, the investments we do, the rates of return that we could earn 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, today, they're all different because the marketplace changes. And so I have to reevaluate my portfolio every single month. You say, Del, every month? Every month, I have to reevaluate my portfolio. It changes that radically. Now, we're in a pretty tumultuous situation right now, so probably that's why it's so radical and so has so much movement involved right now, is because things are moving all over the place, right? It's a bouncing ball type society. Tell you what I did. I'll tell you why I did it, and then I want to tell you what I found out. I went and signed up for Donald Trump's fan club and for Joe Biden's fan club. And I'm thinking, all right, I voted one way last time. Let's see what happens. Let's find out what they really have to say. And my friends, I think you should do the same exercise. Sign up for both of them. Now, you know, spoiler, they're going to send you about 8,000 requests to give them money. And they start out with larger amounts and they break it all the way down. Can you send us $5? I mean, it's just ridiculous, these guys. How hard, if you know, they're working to get elected, or actually just to get money. But what I thought was interesting is their approach to getting you to send money. Whereas Trump's people will tout the things that Trump has accomplished, that he said he would accomplish, and he has accomplished. You know, the lowest unemployment ever, the lowest unemployment for black people ever, the lowest unemployment for Hispanic people ever, the lowest unemployment for women ever, the highest wages for blacks ever, the highest wages for Hispanics ever, the highest wages for women ever. On and on and on, massive economic results, large GDP growth, taking care of China and them cheating us out of money, building a wall that they said wouldn't ever get built, and yet it's still getting built. He's bragging on all of his accomplishments. Now, when you go to Biden, it's completely different. Biden doesn't have, and I want you to look this up. I don't want you to take my word for this, guys. I want you to go and sign up for these people and see the difference. Biden's advertisements have absolutely not one thing he's going to do for this country. Everything that Biden talks about is touchy-feely. And get rid of Trump. There's only two things they say. Let's make this country a more lovable place to live, which means absolutely nothing. And let's get rid of Trump. That's all there is to it. Biden is a good person. Trump is a bad person. That's all they have to offer. You know, Biden's already been in office. We saw what he did. He's not talking about anything about what he did. He's not proud of anything that him and Obama did. Otherwise, they would be advertising it. But the truth of the matter is that AOC and her four little cronies have taken over the Democratic Party, and Biden isn't going to say a thing because anything he says about what the Democrats really want to do is going to scare everybody away from the Democrats. He knows that. His campaign knows that. Everybody out there knows that. Their best answer is to make Trump the bad guy. When we come back, let's talk about why that's the wrong way to look at life. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm working my way through an argument I'm calling the just do it because I told you to do it theory of investing. And I'm trying to lay down the parallel between the fact that there's two different types of ways to sell you something. One of them is just to tell you do it because I told you to do it because I'm a good person. And the other way of trying to get you to do something is to tell you, look, here's the things that I've done. Here are the results that you can get. So we look at this situation, and I was just comparing the two different advertisements I'm getting from Biden and from Trump. And Trump is telling you everything he's done and accomplished and how that's made your life better. And Biden is telling you nothing. Literally, they will not tell you what they plan to do. And I suppose it's because they want to turn the country into a socialist country. And I actually think Biden doesn't really care. He just wants to become president because he knows as soon as he is, he's going to be so insane. That's not the word. He has no capacity as a human being anymore. And they're going to take over and put people all around him. And it's going to turn us into a socialist country. Somebody told me the other day, they said, I thought it was an interesting point. He said, even if we could reelect Trump again, that's his point, Trump is just a road bump on the trip to becoming a socialistic country. In other words, he's saying that the young people don't want to work. They want to be socialists. They think that if we can take, rob from the rich and give to the poor, then nobody has to work. They don't understand that if there is no rich, there is no money, there is nobody to rob, and they haven't figured that one out yet. But that's okay. You know, the bottom line is that's nowhere where I'm trying to go today. It's another story. What we're trying to talk about today is how easy it is for Biden to go out there and get people to vote for him by simply saying Donald Trump is an a-hole. He is a problem. He is a challenging person. He is just, he's ridiculous. And by the way, I think all those things are true. I think if you look at him psychologically, he is a gigantic egomaniac, egomaniacal, but he represents something in this country that is desired by many, many people, which is make America great again, to take back power of America and to take back the situation of financial success and the financial dream. I think the socialists don't want any of that. They want to stop that. They want to stomp on that. They want to take it away. They want to, you know, like I said, rob from the rich, give to the poor. So they hate Trump. The problem is that Trump is letting his personality actually destroy his electability. And so these other guys are getting him by saying, wow, look at this problematic person. And that problematic approach like that, doing it that way, is meaning that Biden doesn't have to come up with any facts. He doesn't have to have any agenda. Or at least he has an agenda, but he doesn't have to tell people's agenda. Because as soon as he starts telling people's agenda, if he'd ever get into like a political debate, which I don't think they're ever going to let him do, I think he would start showing some weaknesses, right? And right now he's winning in the polls. So where am I going with this? It really isn't a political conversation. It's really a situation where I'm saying it's so easy to get a massive percentage of you guys out there just to go, but he's such a nice guy. And it's so easy with him, and it doesn't offend me. Yet he'll destroy your life. That's what gets me. Well, it's the same way with the financial advice you get. You go, oh, Bob is such a nice financial planner. He's such a good guy. I really like him. I like his approach to explaining stuff to us. He makes it so easy and so comfortable. But he doesn't tell you any results. He talks to you about theory. The theory of having a nice and friendly financial plan. We have a plan for you that goes from now until you're 80 years old. A plan. And you're like, oh, that's so comforting. But it's BS. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It will not work. And you're going to end up working till you're 80 years old. Now, it's gotten to the point where it's irritated me so much that I really want to do something. I'm going to tell you a story that happened many years back. Many years back when there used to be a business network here in Houston where I started doing radio at this business network. And the guy that ran the network was a bit of a con artist. And he's since lost his financial planner license. His company got shut down. He's moved away to Florida. And he got his wife a financial license so she could do financial planning. And he's on the radio again. Part of the story I wanted to get to is that he had put together some gigantic financial live event. And he had like a panel of like 6-8 people on the panel. I was one of them. And they had like 500 people in the auditorium. And I proceeded to destroy these people. I mean, I just took them apart at the seams because they had no facts. You know, they would say the stock market's, you know, more powerful than real estate. And I would stop and go, whoa, stop right there. You're lying. Why would you lie in front of 500 people? Now, you talk about, by the way, many of these people, in fact, almost every one of them had been on Fox at one time or another. So these were well-known people. And I said, why would you lie? And they look at me like, I mean, insult. These are people that have massive, massive, well-known Fox people. I'm going, why are you lying to people? Come on, now. He says, it's a known fact that the stock market over the last 200 years has gone up at 12% a year, and real estate's only going up at 6%. And I go, look, let me explain this to you. I buy real estate, I put 10% down. So if I buy a $100,000 house, and I only put $10,000 down, and that house goes up 6%, I haven't gone up 6%. My investment has gone up 60%. So stop lying to people. In addition to that, your stock doesn't pay any dividends. My house pays rental income every single month. I make money. So stop lying to people. My house pays down a mortgage. So at some point, I'm going to own that $100,000 house, right? That by a 6% return per year might have gone up to $200,000 value. I'm going to own that $200,000 house, but I've only paid $10,000. That $200,000 from $10,000 is a 200% return. Actually, it's more than that. It's 2,000% return, I think. Just doing it off the top of my head. So, you know, I just crushed these people. Another guy got up there. Oh, a lady got up there, and she said, well, I'm a real estate person, and I know that we can make better returns by just wholesaling. That buy and hold stuff doesn't work because it's going to wear out and you're going to have problems and taxes and tenants and toilets. And she proceeded to explain that she thinks that Las Vegas is where the biggest price differentials are. You can go in there and buy, and there's massive appreciation, maybe 12% a year, and it's a great place to buy. I said, ma'am, you have no idea what you're doing. Why are you lying to these people? And she just pulled her hair. I mean, women cannot take being put down, I'll tell you. And she lost it. I said, ma'am, let me explain something to you. Every dime you make on your real estate, you're paying ordinary income taxes. So if you really do make $100,000 on one flip, you're paying 40% tax on that. If you're doing this as a living and doing this over and over and over again, this becomes a business and you are a wholesaler and you then have to pay not only income tax, but Social Security and Medicare tax. Social Security and Medicare tax is 15%. So you're paying somewhere around 50% income taxes on that money. I think you should stop lying to people. We'll take a short break. Be back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing the concept I came up with this weekend. I just invented it called the Do It Because I Told You to Do It theory of investing. And I'm working down the angle that people do whatever it is their financial planners tell them, whatever their fathers, parents, mothers, brothers, bankers. People have no idea how to be rich. They aren't rich. They've never been rich. They don't even know people that are rich. And yet they're telling you what to do with your money, which makes no sense at all. Right. So I was going into this story where I was in this live event and we had financial planner that I destroyed and called him a liar because the material he's giving you is just pure non-fact. And then we had a lady there that was a real estate flipper and crushed her. She got really irritated. By now, the whole panel is just really just upset because they're letting me get away with doing this. But they can't really stop me because there's 500 people in this audience and they're cheering me on. And they don't understand why. They can't understand why people out there want to hear about making high rates of return and retire in early time. They think people want to hear conservative ideas and things they've heard 1,000 times already. And we've become experts in those things that don't work. Next guy gets up and he's about gold. And he said, everybody knows that gold is the investment to be in right now. Gold is rising. It's the highest it's ever been. It's like $1,000 an ounce or something. It's $1,300 an ounce, something crazy back then. I don't know what it was. And he said, this is the only really safe place for your investments. The only place where, you know you're in the long term going to end up at a great amount of money at retirement. And again, I raised my hand and said, sir, the problem with gold is it doesn't make you any money. I said, the problem with gold is it's a rock. And you should have seen the look on their faces, man. I said, it's a rock. Think about it. It's a rock. It's a piece of metal. Are you going to invest in a rock, in a piece of metal? Hey, let's hold this piece. And I picked up something like a cup, and I go, wow, here is a cup. Let's buy this cup, because this cup isn't going to go down in value. In fact, this cup may go up in value. Let's just pick any old object out there in the world, and let's just buy it. Let's buy it because it's a rock. I said, that's like buying raw land. You're buying dirt. What do you want to own dirt for, right? And he says, everybody knows that gold is the foundation to wealth. And I said, okay, buddy. And I looked out to 500 people, and I stood up. I said, I want you to answer this question for me. Does anybody in this auditorium, anybody in this auditorium know anybody who's ever made any money by owning gold? Now, before you answer that, I'm going to paraphrase. That doesn't mean rich people don't put their money into gold as a place to hide it, but has anybody ever heard of anybody getting rich and retiring from investing in gold? And the room went silent. I mean, cricket, 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 cricket. And I looked at the guy and I said, sir, there's your answer. Everybody knows you're lying. Gold is not a good investment. And this guy threw his headset off, his microphone. He threw it off and ran off the stage. I mean, it was insulting to these people that I was just annihilating their lies, their misrepresentations. And so where I'm going with this is it worked at that point. And from that point on, I really knew that there was nothing out there. In fact, I'll give you an example. I just heard on the TV before I came in here just 5 minutes ago, an advertisement from a solicitor that was doing a real estate investment fund for brand new real estate. And they're guaranteeing a 10% guaranteed return up front with an 18 to 25% back end internal rate of return . I mean, that's pretty much the average of what real estate pays, to be honest with you. It's within the realm of realism out there. Don't know these people. Don't know if they actually hit those numbers. Have no idea. Historically, sounds realistic. Could in the future be non-realistic. We don't know that stuff. But the bottom line is that here's an advertisement on TV that makes everything you've ever done with your finances sound ridiculous. Now, do I know people out there that are solicitors that have lost people money? Yes, I do. That's why I set up Lifestyles Unlimited, so that there is a set of rules for investing where the rules protect as best as possible the people who put the money into the deals, not the people who run the deals. That's why over periods of time you've seen that there are people that come out of my group and they leave. You say, why do they leave? And they may have even been good investors while they're in my group, but they leave because they want to cheat my rules. My rules say that the passive investor counts. You know, they say Black Lives Matter. Hey, passive lives matter. I care about the passive people. I don't care what race they are, what religion they are, what nationality they are. We have all those. There's none of that going on at Lifestyles because everybody has one common color we're looking for. It's called green. And we all want it. But we don't want somebody out there to be able to take it away from us, to steal it from us, to become a liberal and say, I'm going to tax it away from you by your stupidity, by investing in a bad deal and me taking advantage of you. I'm going to steal your money from you. Nobody wants to be in that position. So when these people get to the point where they want, their greed wants to take a larger and larger and larger portion of the deal and leave a smaller and smaller bite left for the passives, they leave. Some of them go out there and start radio shows to raise capital. Some of them go out there and start radio shows to sell memberships because they couldn't make it as a real estate investor, so they decide it's easier to sell memberships. On and on and on and on. Those people are out there. I have so many students out there right now nationwide that are teaching and or soliciting. It's unbelievable. But it's irrelevant because whatever they're doing, whatever level of success that they're having, is because they've learned from me how to point out to other people that the alternatives that are being offered by the conservative, centerline, common-minded person, I can't come up with a good synonym for this, but the average person out there is doing it all wrong. The average mentor, financial mentor, is doing it all wrong. So I want to offer up an offer. I actually had to call my attorney last night to find out if I could do this. But I'm going to offer you this offer. I want anybody out there. We're all over the country. This is in every state in this country, the radio show is. I want you to bring me a financial planner that can show me actual numbers where they took an amount of money as an invested position. In other words, what all did you give them? What all they do with it? And what was the return? Now, I'm not talking about, okay, you bought 15 stocks, one of them went crazy, and the other 14 went down. No, I want to talk about the whole portfolio. Take the portfolio and look at it as a whole and see what it did. And you bring your best portfolio, bring my best portfolio. Now, of course, we'll go by size. If you have a dollar and you earn $2, or you earn $1 on a dollar, that's 100% rate of return. So if you bring in a small portfolio, the guy's got 20 bucks, 50 bucks, 1,000 bucks, 20,000 bucks, then I'm going to bring in a small portfolio buyer too. I'm going to bring in a guy that bought a house for nothing down. Yes, I can buy rent houses for nothing down out of pocket, earn $30,000, $40,000 up front. Maybe now it's only $20,000. $20,000 up front, tax-free. And then have cash flow of $400 a month. $400 a month times 12. $4,800 a year with nothing invested. Oh, that's a 4,800% infinity return. Yeah. So if you want to go small, we'll go small. You want to go big? You bring me a portfolio guy that gave you $1 million, and we'll see what you've done with that over the last 5 years. I'll give you a guy that came here with $1 million that's now worth $100 million. Makes $1 million a year. Yeah. In fact, I think the guy maybe came with $2 million. I think I'm short stroking him. I think he came with about $2 million, and now he makes over $1 million a year. In fact, I got quite a few people that make over $1 million a year. Came here with less than $1 million. Came here with a couple hundred thousand out of their 401k, and boom, now they're making massive money. Massive money. Bring yours. Come on. Guys, go out and ask your financial planner to come try to take me on, please. I beg you. Now, this is good radio, guys. This is good radio. Think about that. A challenge to everybody in the country. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the do it just because I said to do it theory of investing. And I laid down an offer. I laid down a challenge, and that was, I want any one of you out there. In fact, I'd like you all to go out and tell your friends about this too. Tell your relatives about this. I wanted to get around that. I'm willing to take on any financial planner out there, and we'll take a look at the portfolios that he put together for people, and I'll put together the portfolios that we've put together for people here at Lifestyles, and we'll get them to testify to the results. You get your people to testify, I'll get my people to testify. And we'll see if they'll do it. I don't think they'll do it because they have no logical reason to want to come out here and get defeated in public, because they know they can't beat us. They know they can't beat us, and they don't want to come out. There's no benefit for them to come out. But tell everybody, and just let them feel it. Watch their face. Watch them cringe. Listen to their lies why they can't do it. Oh, I've got a license. I can't do stuff like that. Yes, you can. You can't lie about stuff. You can't misrepresent stuff. So you can't come out here with a lie, but you can bring your people out and say, here's a guy I invested for him. Tell him what you made. And your guy's telling us, not you. My guys will tell you what we made them. You hear it on the radio every single week. Somebody gets on here and talks about it. So why won't you do it? Also, let me see you guys that, you know, I don't care if you want to talk about gold, if you want to talk about stocks, I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about, right? Wholesaling is a whole different animal because it's a job. It's not really an investment. You're out there working, and if you're going to take jobs, then we're going to have to compare what's the best high-paying job. That's really not investing, right? So that doesn't really apply. Other investors, other mentors and gurus, here's the reality. If there's another mentor and guru out there that actually has higher rates of return, because I've seen the national ones and their rates of return that they're paying their passives is so ridiculously low because they take such a very high percentage of what it is they take. That's fine. We'll look at them. I'm willing to discuss them. But if there's somebody that came from my course, guys, come on. Don't have them tell you. These guys are lying to you, telling you that they invented all this stuff. Listen, I can name you five guys right now that are national gurus, local gurus, that are on the radio, and they had never owned a piece of real estate before they joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Never owned a piece of real estate before they joined Lifestyles, and they're going to say they invented all this stuff. No, they copied it and copied it and copied it until they became very successful. And then when they wanted to not live within the rules, they left. They have an integrity problem. They don't want to live within the rules that make it safe for both sides of the investment, the passive and the leads. So, and by the way, lead isn't even a name. They're called syndicators. I came up with the word lead. So if you ever hear somebody talk about an investment with a lead investor, again, I made up the term, et cetera, et cetera. Now I say, Del, you sound awful arrogant today. No, I'm just pissed that these people out here are lying to you. And I just want people to fess up to the reality of what they're telling you isn't true. Just get them to admit it. Now, I'm going to throw down another one. I just thought of it right now. I made this up. This one might get me in trouble. Anybody want to come on the radio, call up on the radio here, and tell me what it is that Joe Biden actually wants to do? Tell me what he's going to do. What is he going to change? And have it be somebody that actually knows what he's going to do. So, if Biden, if you've got guys out there listening to this right now, and you can get somebody from your political party to come down here, get on the radio and talk about what you really plan to do, tell us what you and your socialist mob are going to do. I'll let you come on. I got no reason to hide it. Maybe you got some good ideas. I'd be really interested in hearing if you got some good ideas. We all know what Trump's going to do. He's been doing it, going to do it, right? And so let's go ahead and let's get Joe on here and let's get him to say something. But we'll see. I'm making the offer. Again, you can't say that I'm politically pulling to one side or the other. I'm begging people to be honest, to bring material to the table for you, my listeners, to make some logical decisions on. Because I'm tired of you guys living with the investment theory, just do what I say. Just do what Joe says because he's a good guy. Just do what the financial planner says because he's got the degree and the license and the whatever it is, the title. Just do what I tell you to do because I'm older than you. Just do what I tell you to do because that's what society says to do. I'm tired of that, guys. You're not going to get anywhere that way. If you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. If you believe anything different than that, then you are insane. We all know that saying. And yet we continue to believe that we can continue to do what we're doing, which is basically following the status quo. And we're living a life of quiet desperation because of it. Yes, a life of quiet desperation. A lady emailed me today. She asked me, she goes, what do you do with your day? She goes, I'd really like to know. And I said, it's really interesting because I do whatever I want to do. I have an obligation to get on the radio. And sometimes I don't feel like doing that and I don't do it. But most of the time I get on if I have something to say. If I don't have something to say, I'm not going to waste your time. But when I get on, that's my obligation for the day. 1 hour a day. I've obligated myself to society to give back. The rest of the day, you want to know what I do? Whatever I want to do. Hobbies after hobbies after hobbies. In fact, I'm one of those kinds of people that I'll get three things. I did three things, finished three hobbies yesterday, projects. I'll start three more today. That's just the way it is. I'm always keeping myself busy. I'm always going somewhere and accomplishing something. And that's probably why I've had the success I've had in my life, because I just keep going. But for you, it might mean relaxing. My wife went away for vacation for 2 weeks. 1 week because she wanted to, and 1 week because she was trapped with COVID. Hey, she does what she wants to do too. So there it is. Stop living a life of quiet desperation. get out there, change your life. And to start, go ask your financial planners if they want to come on and compete for your money, your investment rates of return. And by the way, Joe, the offer's out there for you too. Remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. It means that it's not just having more money than the guy next to you. It's being able to use that money to do what you want to do. And if the socialists take over, tell us what it's going to look like. Have a great day. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.